Absolute has his own conception, come out of his own perception. Perception, and we are to be converted into that. And our soul only can have experience and get membership there, and not this body, mind, they will pay. The present, the eye, the mind, they cannot grasp that thing. Only the 3 years it must come to our soul. Soul will be awakened, all these rulings of the mind and the senses, they will evaporate. And we will get a free body of our soul emerged from this, our present conscious body and mind. So everything must be of a spiritual order. So imitation, the Sahajiya school, they try to find in this mundane plane what they heard about Krishna. In this plane they want to find it. Find it. It is not possible. We have to go there through sadhana, under the direction of the real sadhu, how to go. Viraja, param, Viraja, the first. Brahmanda Bhediyaya, different stages of this mundane conception, from gross to subtle. 7 stages where we live, including this, 7 other stages of mundane. Bhūt-bhuvasya mahajana tapasatvaro. Then Viraja, then Brahmalok, then Parabhom. The creeper of our devotion, that gradually grow and pierce through all these stages, and then touch the land of the Vaikuntha, of the first real infinite conception. And passing through that, again it will go to the Vrindavan, from the calculative devotion to the spontaneous devotion, the devotion based on love, causeless and irresistible. And there we can find the Krishna with his perfect lila, engaged in his lila. And gradually we may be accepted there. It is the reality there. No question of any imagination or concoction. So the instruction that comes to us, that must have this real origin, not a bogus party. We must not be prey to any bogus party. There are men wandering through the world to canvass their own adulterated things in the market, in the name of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a song, Kesava Tuva Jagata Vichitra. Oh Lord Kesava, your world is a very variegated nature, a very wonderful variegated nature, Jagata Vichitra. Karma vipaki bhagavana bhavanai ekhadu ranga bahu chitra. As the result of my karma, I am now floating in a particular state where from I can see in the various strange show, the exhibition of different types. Has been presented here. Jage bhavavana bhramai ekhalu ranga bahuchit. Many peculiar things we have to have experience here. Jagaji ranga bahuchit.
That is so much
like a dhukmi chetan. Ranga ekhalu ranga bahuchit. Turapada Vismiti Ahamara Jantana Kresha Dahane Dahi Yahai. Really, separation from your holy feet, that is the real cause of all these pains, sufferings. Dahi Yahai, I am suffering from you. Kopilo Patanjali Jaini Mati, Kanabhaji Jaini Bodhvayedha. So many parties are approaching me and offering that, oh, you are suffering, you take this pill and swallow it, it will be cured. So many parties, Kapil with Sankho, Patanjali with yoga system, Patanjali, Jaimini with Karmakanda, Jaimini, Kanabhaji, that is Kanad, the atomic energy is the cause of this world. That is his, the atom is the, at the root of everything. Kanabhaji, Gautama, the logician. He also taking quotation from Veda and is proving by his logic that this is the ultimate truth. Kanabhaji, Gautama, Jaimini, Kanabhaji, Gautama, Buddha, Buddhist, they come with their Nirvana proposal, Ahimsa, Satya, Daya, Nirvana, nothing remains with this. Buddha Avedha. Tabo koi nijamati bhukti mukti jadata. All of them have got one end. They take your name, they have got plea, they take the plea of you, but at the time of delivery, what they give, delivery, they give their own impression. But the stamp they want to have in your name, use your stamp, but give the delivery of the goods. What they have got as their own experience. Prabhukai nijamate bhukti mukti. They can be classified either enjoyment, exploitation, higher exploitation, or salvation. Liberation from the exploitment. Nothing positive they have to give up. Nijamate bhukti mukti jatata. Either some form of exploitation, enjoyment, or at most, liberation from all sorts of enjoyment. That means deep sound like samadhi, renunciation, nirvana, to be resolved to be a zero consciousness. As in sound sleep, bhukti mukti jachato. Rokai nijamate bhukti mukti jachato, patai namadhita phas. But for that purpose, to canvass for their own line, they have shown us different type of traps, a very wonderful traps. They have prepared and they want to catch them in that trap, catch us in that trap. Pātai nāmādhidhāpāṁ sosabha vanchaka tuvār bhakti bahir mukha. But I find, by the light divine I got fortunately from the higher, that they are all deceivers, all deceased teachers. Pātai nāmādhidhāpāṁ sosabha vanchaka tuvār bhakti bahir mukha. They cannot enter, cannot understand, but rather opposite to admit the highest authority. That highest authority, you are, they are all rebels. In the point, substantial point, in the most important point, you shall have to detect at last that though the stamp of your name, but they have no connection with you in proper conception. মনোবিভাগ ভক্তিবৈভাগ পাতরে নানা ব্যবহার তাদের সৌসব বংশগত বা ভক্তি বহির্মুখ ঘটায় বিষম পরমাত অ্যান্ড দি এন্ড উই সি দ্যাট উই হ্যাভ অ্যাটেন্ড নথিং গেট উই হ্যাভ গট নথিং বাট উই আর আন্ডার উই হ্যাভ টু ফেস এ গ্রেট রিয়াকশনারি ফোর্স আলটিমেটলি উই শ্যাল হ্যাভ ঘটায় বিষম পরমা সমাপ দি রেজাল্ট অফ দি গ্রেটেস্ট ফুল অর ইগনোরেন্স অ্যাট লাস্ট উই শ্যাল হ্যাভ টু ফাইন্ড দ্যাট উই আর ডিসিভ দে আর অল ডিসিভার ইন ইয়োর নেম দে হ্যাভ দে কেম টু এক্সপ্লয়েট আস অ্যান্ড ইন দ্য লাস্ট মোমেন্ট উই শ্যাল ফাইন্ড দ্যাট উই আর ফেসড with a great reaction. Vishama Paramad. Dhamdavata Dhulata Bhakati Vinanda Bhala Bhakata Charana Kuri Shava Bhaimukha Manchane Bhata Chiri Shava If we are to judge them from the absolute standpoint, then we are to reckon them in this way. Vaimukha vanchani bhatasusha. They are also agents of the Supreme Authority. And they have come, they are engaged, to deceive those that are not fit for the devotional school. Just as Shankaracharya was ordered, Lokan Madvimukhan Kuru, on the principle of segregation in the hospital. The serious diseased, they are taken off from the less diseased person to save the less diseased. So, were sincere but soft reasons to serve them, this strong and atheistic section is removed by some temptation. So, from the ultimate standpoint, if we are to judge them, then we shall have to find this, that they have come to taste, used by the authority to taste our chastity. Our sincerity of purpose, whether I can be tempted that there is one authority and he is loving, he is so and so, taking away, I shall give you this sort of reward, these things, whether our mind can be taken astray. For this they are used as Vaimukha Vanchane Bhatasusha, your messenger. And why? Vaimukha Vanchane, those that deserve to be received, they come to receive that. But they are really sincere at heart to get the robe and to pay for that, they are safe. And they are safe and they get the facility for their father's body. Vaimukha vanchane bhatasusav niramida vidhiya prasad dandavata dhulata bhakati vinoda phelo bhakata janandhari. But the bhakti vinod has understood that and he does not care for anything, but he would blindly stick to the holy feet of the devotee. He has known that your servants, real servants, they are all in all, and these offering agents of big things, they will suit the ambitious section. They are not those that do not want real service. To select what is his own, that to be the minutest, to be slave to you. The absolute, the highest ideal is so high. And considering my position, if I am offered to be a slave to him, there is reality. And when they offer so many big proposals, they would make us me a king and an emperor. If I be tempted that, then I am a self-deceiver, and they are real agent to for real canvasser for me. Because I do not, I want this, the great truth to be known, that I am small, smallest of the small. What is my worth here? I ignore that, then I want to be a big king and emperor. And that cannot but be concoction or imagination. But reality, if we think our position minutely, that when I may be thrust to such a worst position, then my independent value cannot be very high. So I get slavery of the absolute truth, that will be my highest blessing. The heart will be selected in that way. So to go to that direction, only our solace is the real and the real devotee, those that accept your slavery. With that line we must blindly catch and we go to your land. And that big thing, seekers, they are deprived.
Mohan to bhut hoye chilo bhakti rotakla
gyan and bhakti rotakla sagar grown up. Both of them went to visit a holy place located in Hugli district, Kulingram, where Haridas Thakur sometimes stayed and the other Vaishnava.
Bhaktaram.
Four generation continued devotees, Kulingram. He went to visit that ancient holy place. Then when they are entering into the village, on the outskirts there is a temple. And they found suddenly a man came out of the temple and asked them, please stay for this night here, and in the morning you will enter the village and will have darshan of all the places there. So did Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our Guru Maharaj, young boy, both of them lived in that temple house. Then, after nightfall, Bhaktivinoda Thakur experienced, it is heard from our Guru Maharaj, experienced that so many big bats are coming from different directions there. Then what for, how, why, and who will throw this big bats here, this? Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur has some apprehension that there may be ghost living here, and they are trying to create disturbance. So he began chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly. And after some time, everything disappeared. Then they passed the night there peacefully. And then in the morning entered the village. And managed to have all the darshan, the visit of all the places necessary. Then some gentlemen from there, the early morning, you enter the village. Where do you come from at night? Where did you live? Then he told that I lived in that temple just outside the village there. Oh, how could you live there? There and so many ghosts are living. And they throw stones anyone who passes at night by that place. How could you stay there? Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, yes, when I found such things, I began to chant very loudly, Nam, Krishna, Nam, Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Mahamantra. And subsequently, everything disappeared. What is it? Then, who are you? Where from you were coming? Then they came to know that he was Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They have already read his books and heard his name. Then they welcomed them, welcomed Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our Guru Maharaj, a boy, and they showed all the places and told that what is this? The gentleman who was the priest of that temple, he has been transformed into ghost. After his departure, such trouble we find there. What is the cause? He used to take Harina, Krishna Nam. We are witness to that fact, that he took the name of, we have heard from him. Why he is turned into ghost? We can't understand this. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to tell to them that he might have repeated Namaksha as the question from Gita our friend asked me, that physical, that the sound, this mic sound, that is on the physical sound, big deep sound, not the spirit of the life of the man was present, or Namaparad. He was committing Namaparad. How was his character? You must know that. As regards his character, he was not a good man. He committed many things wrong. That we know. But this is the fact we can't deny, that he used to take the name of the Lord. Only the physical sound of the name is not the name proper. So the Namaparad, and that's the result of that. Then how he can be released from that wretched condition? Of course, if they come to, he comes in connection with a real sadhu and hears the real name from his lips, or the explanation of Bhagavatam or Gita. Anyhow, hears something from a real bona fide sadhu who has got connection with Krishna proper, then he may be released. As regards in the scriptures, we find that it is the way to get out of that entanglement. Anyhow, Bhaktivinoda Thakur came out. Then, from that day, all the troubles there ceased, and the villagers were astonished. And then that gentleman had got his release, and hearing the name of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. And that trouble began. Bhaktivinoda Thakur loudly took the name, and gradually that suppressed. So, by hearing from the lips of Bhaktivinoda Thakur the name of Krishna, he has been liberated. Got released. So, persons came to see Bhaktivinoda Thakur and give the news. From that day, no other trouble is seen in that area. So, we are confident that you are a great Vaishnava, and after hearing the names from your lips, he has been released. It was written in papers also, published, Maharaj said. I also heard vague, but I could not collect so much. Maharaj has said he had asked directly from Prabhupada this. When Prabhupada went to Vrindavan in this month of Kartika, he used to deliver lectures regularly in Madhumangal Kunja, which belong, the service of which belong to one of our god brothers, Swarinanda Narayan Rai, his predecessors established that seva in Vrindavan, Madhumangal Kunja. There Prabhupada narrated this story of his own experience in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Maharaj had so Namakkar, the simply the outer cover of the sound cover of the name is not the name proper, but within there are many things. Most important thing within, that on the spiritual realization, the spiritual realization backing the name, that is name proper. Otherwise this tape record also can pronounce, a parrot also can pronounce the name. Not the physical sound, not. But on the background, there must be spiritual truth, and that is conscious, that is spiritual, that is soul, and that is super knowledge, crossing the knowledge of this mundane plane of different stages, after Satyaloka, Brahmaloka.
বহু জন্ম করে যদি শ্রবণ কীর্তন তথাপি না পায় কৃষ্ণ পদে প্রেম সেবন মুখে
মহারাজ রিমাইন্ডস মি টু এক্সপ্লেন টু ইউ উইচ আই হ্যাভ অলরেডি এক্সপ্লেন মেনি আ টাইম দ্যাট রূপ গোস্বামী প্রভু the shlok particular. Krishna, not only the name, his name, his roop, gun, parikar, all these things, they are purely spiritual. Spiritual, not mundane. So, it is not cognizable by our senses. Our tongue cannot pronounce Krishna. Our nose cannot get the scent of his body. Our eye cannot have sight of his beautiful figure. Indriyatito, transcendental, supramental. Not only our physical senses, but our mind also cannot think of him. Supramental, transcendental. The knowledge as present which we are in our position, is in our position. His existence is transcending them all. In other words, as a subject we cannot have in his connection. He is subject of the subject. Atma, Paramatma, and beyond that is there. We should not forget that. Which side he is existing? Tatastha Jeev, a subjective, marginal plane. He can think, he can know, but he can know only which is gross than himself, but which is subtle. He is helpless. But connection is only possible when that the higher area the higher area wants this lower to take up in its own place. So, on the Sevanmukhi Jivado, if we accept, we can accept that incurring current, die to live. If we can die as we are and surrender our innate self, innermost self, at the disposal of that wave incurring to the center, then that wave can carry us up. And our soul may be a blade of grass or a particle of dust in that current. It may be carried in that way. And not we can enter there and walk as we do in this gross material world. Rather, we are to walk there on our head. Here we are walking on our foot. But there we are walk on our head. Only by the grace on our head that can attract there and take us here and there. They are all higher. The substance, the atmosphere, the air, ether, everything is higher than my valuation. That everything is valued, the atmosphere is highly valuable than I myself have any value. Only for the service, only with the sincere spirit of service that we may be allowed to enter there. And we are taken to the highest position because they are all benevolent, all generous, all affection, all love, all good wish there. So we have got the prospect, we have got the chance to go there. But always under grace and never on our right. This creed we must accept from the beginning. But the atmosphere is such that none feels any distinction between the slave and the master. It is so happy place there, and so benevolent, so loving. The slave cannot know that I am the slave in the family, and they are the family men. Such meanness is not found there. But really considering we are slave. And this is our wealth that we should consider. But by the power of Yogamaya they forget. Forget that I am a slave. And that is the greatness, magnanimity of the atmosphere and the love of them, and not by our fortune also to a certain extent that we have been able to anyhow to have got entrance in that high land, noble land. Anyhow, I had the fortune, and that is our, we are to be proud of that. That my fortune has taken me in such a place where the owners and the man and the master have got no distinction. Love is so intensely flowing here, and the most generous thing.
The Rabon, bhog buddhi niye Sita haron korte gechilo, Sita haron korar jonno tako Sita ke dekhtei pai. সীতার ছায়া হরণ করে মনে করেছিল আমি সীতা হরণ করি।
মহারাজ saying that Ravan wanted to capture Sita and he thought he has done that, but the fact is that who had to hold of the holy body of Sita Devi, he could not see, can't see. Sita Devi is another thing. What he is taking a mundane representation of Sita Devi, an astral imitation or a statue of Sita Devi, Ravan took. There may not be this present body, and also maybe sitting in that plane. But really, it was a double, a material double of Sita Devi, a mutation of Sita Devi, Ravan to carry. But for a person here, the Sita Devi and his plane is at all not approachable. He cannot see, cannot feel, cannot enter. What the possibility of catching Sita Devi and take her? This is the real finding. He also cheated. Ravan was cheated. And to serve some purpose, to give some teachings, advice to the people here in the mundane world. But in the real sense, Ravan cannot, no Ravan can come in connection with any person who are living in Vaikuntha. What's the time?
10 to
10. Akharanda Maharaj, have you seen this Maharaj? Jajavar Maharaj?
No.
No. He is the last sannyasi disciple of our Guru Maharaj. And he is senior than me. On the direct sannyasi disciple, only four are living. We two and one Sauti Maharaj and another Jatak Maharaj in Vrindavan. Four only. Sauti Maharaj and Jatak Maharaj in
Vrindavan.
He was in Vrindavan for a long time. In Vrindavan, only din chilen. Jatak Maharaj was in Gaya. Rupa, in his last days, he wanted to hear kirtan in the morning. In his bungalow. You must have visited Prabhupada's bungalow in Chattagiri. In that bungalow he lived and he wanted to hear kirtan songs. But the gentleman, the devotee, who used to chant the kirtan, he was not fit, considered fit. So before that, when Prabhupada went to Mathura, he heard kirtan from Jajavar Maharaj. His voice was very sweet. Now also, at his young age, a very, very sweet voice. And with very most sincerely, with all hearts, he could sing. So Prabhupada, he was in Gaya, not coming. Prabhupada sent a telegram to him, come at once to Puri. And he had to come to Puri, and he was engaged in the morning to sing songs to Prabhupada. And especially that song, Sirupa Manjari Pada, Saimar Sampada, Saimar Bhajana Puja. This song was every morning he was ordered to sing, and he sang with most sincerity and in a very sweet voice. We always present there a very charming view. We enjoyed a long time there. And from there Prabhupada came to Calcutta, and within a month he disappeared. And of course, 24 hours before, he wanted me and asked me to sing that very song. And after 24 hours in the morning, he left the world. Aapni tokhon kothay chilen? Prabhupada jokhon chole jan, aapni kothay? Gaya gechilen na? Prabhupada opporkoshe shomoy aapni kothay chilen?
Aami chilam. Sauti Maharaj amake niye chole gelen.
প্রচারিত ঝাড়গাঁয়ের দিকে না কোথায়? মেদিনীপুর
কেশিয়ারির দিকে, দ্বারকেশ বাবুর বাড়ি. তখন
when Prabhupada was leaving the place, at that time he was not present. Sauti Maharaj took him along with him for in a preaching party.
আর আপনি ছিলেন প্রভুপাদের
আর
মহারাজের মুখে শ্রীরূপ মঞ্জরি পদ প্রভুপাদ ওই শেষে মহারাজের মুখে শুনেছি.
Another one, because I am not a good singer, so Kunja Babu, Tirtha Maharaj, asked another gentleman to sing that. But Prabhupada stopped, and brother, I don't like to hear the tune. So they had to stop, and I had to begin singing that song. Some internal purpose he had. And the experts there told that Prabhupada gave you admission in that plane by asking you to sing this particular song, you are given admission to that plane. Rupanuga. Our highest position of aspiration is to become Rupanuga, to be a servitor just under the guidance of Sri Rupa, Raghumarga. The director of Raghumarga. All the books of Raghumarga mostly come from through him. And the Mahaprabhu taught him in Prague, Allahabad, at the place of the confluence of Ganges and the Jamuna. And what he talked to him all about Raghumarga. And also blessed him. The rest I bless you, whenever it will be necessary, it will come up, the flow will come out of itself to help you when you will try to to relate the science of this Krishna love, Raghumarga. The love divine, love in the characteristic we find in Vrindavan. That kind of love. Shakti Sanchar, inspired. And way of inspiration. The rest was supplied to him, Sri Rupa. And what he wrote, Mahaprabhu, when he was here with Swarup Damodara and Rai Ramananda, they were the audience, heard then and praised very highly of the relation, composition of Rupa Goswami, his writings. So Akasananda Maharaj went to meet him, but he has already left Delhi.